Buy Me a Coffee number 14 of the Driftwood
podcast. Is that right? We did 13 already? Are you sure it's 14? I lose track. We do so much.
I'm very certain it is 14.
Well, you do the uploading, so you should. Well, I hope you would.
That sounds disgusting.
What are you trying to do?
I thought I tuned the guitar before we came.
Well, that's your problem. It's out of tune. You know.
I guess I'll quit. People don't want to hear me tune my guitar.
No, you got to consider as well. It was really quite a bit warmer earlier. It's got cold.
Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, what was it that we were talking about?
Oh. So, we were discussing a piece of writing we had. Wow. That we'd been read earlier, and we were giving it some analysis.
Okay, yeah. So we were talking about how it is to pour your heart out.
Yes, pour your heart into something.
Yeah. So whenever like I try to write something or whatever, and I'm trying to write like a vision or something.
Do or do
like
not.
That,
there is no try.
Yeah. Well. There's a lot of attempts until you get it.
Sure.
Right?
Sure. Practice.
It's trying until you get it. So, you know, I feel like if it doesn't move you, it won't move you, right? It has to be something, your anchor, your staple, or something like that. But if it doesn't move you, it won't move you, right? If when you read it, you don't feel moved by it, why in a desperate time are you going to feel moved by it?
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Right? It's just words on paper unless it means something to you,
mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Right? And it's like you can say those words mean something. That's cool, but like, what do they mean, right? What do they mean?
Well, the thing is, we're writing. That's kind of. Hello, mate. Hey, top of the morning to you. That's kind.
So you fancy words over there, are you?
That's kind of specific. But what in general is required to pour your heart into something? What, you know, what is actually that process? What's going on there?
Well, I don't know.
That sounds kind of bloody if you think
about it. Well, to be honest, I don't know if there's a process, but it's just like you got to be really vulnerable. Right.
Okay.
I think really pouring your heart out, I guess, would be the best way to describe it as being really vulnerable and honest.
Connecting with something on a naked level.
Yeah, I think so. Right. Yeah, that would be a good appropriate way to describe it. I connect with things on a naked level. I mean, appropriately on a naked. Wait, what?
What now?
What?
Deappropriate.
Deappropriate. Yeah. Well, to pour your heart out, I think that you have to be vulnerable, but like, there has to be a reason to do it. It has to, like, you can't just go around telling people pouring your heart out, wear your heart on your sleeve, that type of thing. But like the thing that really
pull your heart out,
the thing that really like just grabs you, that I don't know.
Well, some people pour their heart into their job, right?
Well, yeah, that? go to the job. Let's say with the job. They pour their heart into their job. They're just every ounce of their being, they really do it to build that job and what it is in their role.
They live it, they eat it, they breathe it.
Bro, that's dangerous. Dangerous, right? Because you're at risk of, if that isn't there, what have you done?
Is it a trap?
It's gotta be a trap.
I think it might be a trap.
Or maybe it's you motherfuckers missed. If you haven't checked that out, it's called Dog at the Door by A$AP Rock. Fantastic, fantastic song. So, anyways, David, we can kind of just talk about whatever we want. We don't really have to do anything specific because, you know, this is like our late night after hours recording of after the initial recording. We had to run a little errand before we recorded this after the recording of
the
other.
We had to get some wood.
So this is a little bit different feel than normal. We kind of got out of podcast mode for a little bit.
We tend to get wood from time to time, don't we? It like seems to be almost like a thematic thing in our life.
I can't help but recognize that just about everything that's involved in my life in some way has involved wood.
I know, I'm trying to think, when we were not working at all, when we were just relaxing, went camping, what do we end up doing?
Carving wood?
Collecting wood.
Collecting wood. Trying to build, like, man, I'm really upset we didn't build that, like, a canopy thing. It just kind of fell apart. People like were losing interest, and I didn't want to try to push it.
It got too hot too quick.
Yeah, but it would have felt so cool to accomplish that. One day I'll have a camping trip where I can get enough people encouraged enough to do that.
Yeah, well,
if you guys want to go camping and help me build, so it was a really good plan, wasn't it, David?
It was fairly solid.
Well, I mean, because we had, what was it, a 6x7 tarp or something like
that? Yes. Yeah. Well, Was that the camo one?
A 5x7. It was a 5x7.
It was big enough to cast a large enough shadow if it was high enough.
Well, it was a 5x7 because it was, yeah, it was the blue. Yeah, it was a 5x7. I remember. Because I said the pieces all had to be at least 8 foot.
Right, right. The diagonals?
Yeah, we weren't doing any diagonals. But anyway, so, yeah, and we were going to do the tarp and use the tarp as the thing to cast the shade, and we were going to hoist it up in the tree. Right. Like, that was the kid dream that I had that I was going to make real, but it didn't happen. But you know what? We had other fun.
Oh, yeah. We had a good time, actually. It was a meaningful time, most importantly, I think.
So, you were talking about porting it to a job, so I was just thinking, what about pouring it into, like, you're confessing your love for someone? What about that?
Pull your heart out to someone?
You're just like, oh, Dios mio! Like, you're just like, you're expressing, like, how much and how heavy your love is to put on their shoulders.
Oh, solo mio. my love.
So if you're pouring your heart out, right, you're giving it to the partner. Not
basically, you're completely revealing yourself, not physically. Well, I mean,
you're just like, this is how I really feel. This is how I really truly feel. You're my everything. You complete me.
Completely made yourself vulnerable to them. Going,
and then they go, bro,
who are you? Why are you in my shower?
You in showers? Never mind. How many showers have you been invited into, I wonder, out of the ones that you've been in?
Good times.
Is there a high percentage, or should we not answer that?
Probably not at this point.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
No, I'll tell you what. If you've never had a Japanese bath, that is...
What is a Japanese bath?
Well, okay, so Western baths, we run the bathwater, we run the suds or whatever into the bathwater, the soap bombs or whatever. Oh, damn, we said bombs again. I said bombs. And then...
You got a mouse in your pocket? Then, yeah. I haven't said...
I have a spare pocket in my mouse, by the way. and then you get into the bathwater and you scrub yourself, and then you kind of rinse yourself off, right? That's kind of the European way of doing it. So you rinse the soap off and you drain the bath. Or you might just get out because it's like supposed to be good for your skin or something to keep all that crap on it. Anyway, I'm just saying.
Different strokes for different folks.
Right. So a Japanese bath is quite the opposite of that. What you do is, outside of the bath, you
scrub with sand.
With coals. No, you actually do scrub down with soap, and then the bath is basically more like a mini pool, which you can almost stand up in. And then you dip out of that hot bath to rinse yourself off in a tiled area outside the bathtub. And then once you are scrubbed clean and de-soaped, then you get into the bath and you just soak in that. Oh, it's so beautiful.
Oh, so it's not like marinating in your own soup water.
Yeah, right? You just got all that scum floating around the water.
Oh my God,
lay down in
it's
it.
So gross, dude. So when I was a welder, and all the shit that would come off of me would just stick to fucking everything in the shower. So
I bet you had a nice grease line.
Dude, if I took a bath and I stood up, it would just recover me.
Recoat.
Yeah, like, there's no way to avoid it.
What is that called where you dip the...
the hydro dip.
Hydro dip, yeah. Nice. Hydro dip for welder's grease. Love it.
Oh, my goodness, man. I just remember that shit. Like, it was like a film. And it just stuck to everything. It was so gross.
Hmm.
But how it made me feel clean seeing it come off of me, though.
Oh, yeah.
Psychologically, it made me feel cleaner.
Cleaner, yeah.
It was getting more dirt. Made me feel like I accomplished more. Probably some, like, psychological thing there.
Yeah. Well, I recall some older person in the family saying that if your hands aren't dirty, you haven't worked, essentially.
Oh, man, that's a slight. Some people
to
do
a lot of people.
Some people do pretty hand work.
Sure, needlepoint.
Some people are hand models.
Sure.
So you're telling me they don't work?
Well, maybe they're mud hand models.
Well, is that dirty? Though?
Mud is dirty.
Is it?
If it's not supposed to be there, I guess.
If it's supposed to be there, it's not dirty.
Well, that's why the ground isn't dirty, but if it's on the carpet, it's definitely dirty.
Well, yeah, because it's like water being wet. There's water dirt on the ground, so it can't be dirty. Right. It's dirt.
Yeah. Water doesn't make water wetter.
Dirt doesn't make dirt dirtier.
No, it can't do.
Oh, is that the comparative?
We'll have to ask Mr. Percival.
Oh, man. You know, I had somebody try to tell me, because they were a school teacher, their perspective on it was valid and
correct.
Mine was not.
No. They said that theirs was correct.
Yeah, mine was not.
We were incorrect. We were wrong.
I don't... Just because you went to school?
Wait, this was like, what?
It was a while ago.
I know, but is it like junior high level or eighth grade?
I have no clue. I don't know, but it, yeah, probably around that.
A teacher of children, let's generalize to that point. A teacher of children, so she has that level of knowledge in science, but she was able to determine something as quite philosophical, really, and say that's the correct answer.
Yeah, like, and it's because it's a philosophical answer is how you get a determining answer, right? Mm-hmm. It's about perspective and how you frame it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So depending on how you view it, yeah, I can view it from that way, but I choose the counter of what anybody offers. So I don't actually feel a certain way about it. It's all of those things. Water is wet, and no, it's also not wet.
It's wet and makes things wet.
Yeah, it does both. It isn't both. It is both. Whatever. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter in the end of it.
Yep.
Now, if we could actually figure out whether it was or wasn't, it might solve the world's problems.
We could make water wetter if we knew how it works.
How do you multiply water?
Interesting. If anybody has an answer out there, let us know.
How do you squeeze the rest of the water out of all the things that are starving for water?
How do you make lemonade out of it?
Well, when life gives you lemons, drink orange juice.
Right. So how do you make orange juice out of lemon water?
Magic.
Oh.
Magic. I'm tired, man.
Yeah.
Been working a lot. We've been doing this. We actually recorded this a lot sooner together than what we normally do.
Because
we recorded on, what, Thursday or something? And then now we're back out here again on Tuesday. But
moving wood.
Moving wood. But, yeah, no.
Driftwood is moving wood.
Yeah, we're still working towards our goal of getting some more equipment. I'll finalize what that is exactly, and then I'll put it on the Buy Me a Coffee if you guys want to help support. That'll be something that we can all work towards together.
And any suggestions as far as equipment? The overall idea is, I think, that we become more compact.
Yeah, we're trying to remain mobile, except for with specifically the video thing. We haven't figured that out yet, but we're going to start trying to do live stream episodes. Hopefully... Fingers crossed, hopefully once a week, but I don't want to stick to that and say that that's what's going to be because, you know, we haven't checked out the logistics of it fully, so still some things to determine. But we're bringing another person on board to help us with some of that stuff.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, until he's here with us, I'm not going to unveil the name or whatever because I want him to be present for it.
Have to do the whole guitar intro thing, you know.
Yeah, you know, so... Yeah, so we appreciate you guys listening. We really enjoy being able to provide this stuff for you guys. We hope you enjoy it. And, yeah, have a fantastic day. We really appreciate you guys listening. I think I already said that like 8 times.
Nice.
So you got anything else, David?
Check us out on BMAC.
Well, that's where we're at, man. Damn.
Gotcha.
Later, guys.